Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
There's a bad case out there of amnesia. Jalen Hurts amnesia. We just forgot. And it's not your fault, Hugh. I mean, it happens, right? This isn't your fault. And I don't want you to feel bad about this. I'm just here to help.
No, I don't. I don't.
It's kind of Hugh's fault.
I mean, I feel pretty good about this. I mean, because,
why?
I mean, I'm winning the poll. That's number one.
Because other people are suffering from what you are, you feel good?
I have my fingers on the pulse of the city. I think you guys are like, you know.
You called them crazy.
Yeah. You people.
You basically said they were delusional.
Yep.
What Philly fan doesn't know they're not crazy?
I mean, like I said,
it was disrespectful. Well, they know they're crazy.
It was more about in their opinion of this. Like you're frontmanning an opinion that you think people are insane to have.
Because I understand where they're coming from.
I know.
This is a little bit, like to Joe's point, it's a little bit of an overcorrection, but it is. This is where we are.
I appreciate passion. And I like
because the baby's name's Lombardi. That's the baby name. And Jalen showed us the baby. Mm. Lombardi. And he course corrected because we killed him the first year he went and he lost. Remember that? Then he course corrected. He took us back, 3 years later?
I don't think people killed him for losing that Super Bowl.
It helps me.
It killed him when he played horribly in those other two.
It helps my story. Mm. It helps, the legend grows. I'm growing a legend here.
So you're telling stories which are telling truth.
Not telling truth. You have some good points. You've made some good points. But you don't understand the way it works around these.
I do understand. We are overdoing this.
We have a certain way of doing things here in Philadelphia. You just don't get it.
No, I get it, and I just fight it. I mean, I'm not surprised. In fact, I guessed the poll perfectly this morning. I knew where this was going. I knew what you were going to say because you have maybe the worst amnesia of anyone.
I don't have amnesia. I see it for the end result and not the full scope. It was a good drop.
You have complete amnesia. Unfortunately, there's a lot of people out there that suffer from this. All right, 215-592-9494. Hugh, why don't you give everyone a third clue?
Third clue.
Yeah, the guy that sees everything clearly can't give clues out to get an answer here.
This object that you see almost every day has no official owner.
What?
Yeah.
Hmm. All right, so you see it almost every day.
Okay, I might give y'all this one. That was probably a bad clue.
It has no owner. And what is the second clue again?
The second clue is it was in the height of popularity in the 60s.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
I think it's an interesting set of clues so far. I don't know when we're going to get a right answer on this.
Never.
We've told you, we don't go home until we give away these tickets. So hopefully this happens. All right, 215-592-9494. We'll get to the All-Star Game voting and where the Phils are and where they're not. Come up in a few minutes. Sean from You People is up. Hey, Sean.
Hey, what's going on, Joe? What's going on, Hugh?
What's going on, man?
Hey, Sean, we got one of our You persons here, Hugh.
You person.
Yeah, I am the You person.
All right,
not
Sean.
Any.
Wow.
I am the You.
You're the king of the people?
The king of the You people.
Okay. What do you got for us?
Dude. If I hear you complain about, Josh Allen has to go through Patrick Mahomes in the playoffs every year.
Did he just make you sound
cry.
Like that?
It's
true.
Cry, Joe.
It did sound like that.
All right, if Jalen Hurts was on the Bills last year, you can argue that they would have won that game against the Chiefs because, Jalen would have converted that tush push.
I mean, maybe, but he probably wouldn't have scored as many points before that.
Yeah, they would have.
But they might have been down 10 before that.
In the Super Bowl.
With the players he had around him. I mean, you realize the difference, right? Like, Josh Allen's throwing a Khalil Shakir, a Keon Coleman. And, like, how
Whose
is that?
That?
What's
Whose
that?
That? Whose fault is that? Is that Jalen's fault?
No, it's the Bills' fault. I mean, it's the Bills'
fault.
I said
maybe the Bills should draft the number one receiver and not trade him to Patriots like Stephon Diggs. Like, why would they do that?
Well, you put that loss on Josh Allen.
No.
But you realize the Chiefs.
If Jalen was the quarterback in that situation, they probably win.
What about in the game? If he's the quarterback in the game,
they win. No. He's beating them.
There's no way.
So if the Eagles,
do you see the difference between the Chiefs got to 32 points in that game, 31 whatever it was, and the against the Bills defense, and in the Super Bowl. Until garbage time, when Tristan McCollum came in, the Chiefs had 6. Like, don't you see that difference?
Not really.
No, do you realize why Josh really Allen was the MVP? Because he was on a...
Because he had stats in the regular season.
Well, because he basically...
He started off the season
He dragged the Bills to where they got to. Without Josh Allen, they're not anywhere close to where they are.
Well, maybe the Bills should get some more players around Josh Allen.
I agree.
So now we're just deflecting.
Then are you going to use the same argument against Josh Allen when they put talent around them?
Well, so I don't know,
Sean, because he's...
If they get a number one receiver...
Because he's also going to produce.
Back, have a top five line.
Yeah. Because, right, Sean, because he's not going to be the 29th...
Is he going to get the same slack?
No, because he's not going to be the 29th ranked passer in the league.
How do you know that?
Because I just saw him be the number one with less.
When he had the number one receiver, it didn't matter.
What? Well, it didn't matter in terms of winning the Super Bowl, is that what you're saying? When they
had
Diggs?
Yeah, he was glad we had Diggs, yeah.
I mean, I agree. Sean, but is it the only thing that we evaluate these players on is if they won a title or not?
Basically.
I think it's the most important thing, isn't it?
It's a huge thing.
Like, do we evaluate Michael Jordan being the greatest because he's 6-0 in the finals or what he did in the regular season?
Because his production and he won.
What'd you say?
It's the finals,
right?
But it's also the regular season. He wasn't some player in the regular season. He was an MVP of the league.
I hear what you're saying, but nobody talks about
the regular season.
But hold on. Here's where you lost me. I'll go down your path. Let's not do that. Michael Jordan was 6-0 in the finals. Hold on. 6-0 in the finals. Jalen Hurts has already lost a Super Bowl. Like I'll play along with your analogy. It doesn't work. Like, that's not who he is. Right? Like, it doesn't work anymore.
Obviously, he's not him, but it's just we don't talk about MJ's regular season is my point.
He was the best player in the world.
Yes, they do.
He was
nothing.
I mean, technically, Kyle, not really.
Well, but hold on a second, because this is what I think people miss. When we talk about the all-time greats, Brady, Mahomes, Michael Jordan, they have the production and they have the wins.
And consistency and years.
There's the combination.
But it's the championship.
But no, that's what makes them like just a great player from like all-time great.
But
right?
Here's where I disagree.
They also have the production.
Yes. No one does this with Troy Aikman. Like, no one does it. I mean, no one says Troy Aikman's a top 10
because he doesn't, he doesn't have the production.
Right.
So nobody put them at the top of any all-time great list.
Like, Sean, Troy Aikman has 3 rings.
So why is Tom Brady at the top?
Oh, my goodness. Because he played for 22 years at the highest level in 1-7 Super Bowl.
Here's what we're moving around timelines. Around 07, like early in his career, Sean, there's parallels to Jalen and Tom. There is. They're different kind of players, right? One's a runner, one wasn't. But like they had a lot around them. Obviously, they had Belichick. But around 07, it all flipped. It became Brady as the driving force. We've never – now, if that happens here and Jalen becomes the GOAT, I'll be all for it. But that hasn't happened. We're creating it.
I think it's unfair to say that it won't happen. You think that it will never happen.
Well, I think it's unlikely,
there's a very good chance it will happen.
But
he's been a winner ever since he's been playing
football. Maybe you're right. And if we get there, that'd be awesome. I'm just saying, we're obviously not there. Sean, what do you got for us? What is your guess for Hughes Clues?
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Oh man, I'm not even gonna lie. Can I have the clues again?
All of them.
Let him hear you.
I'm sorry.
You see this almost
daily. Throw me off with the last one.
You see this almost daily.
Okay.
It was the height of popularity in the '60s.
In the '60s.
Yes.
Oh God.
It's an object with no official owner.
Oh man. Is it a plant?
It's not a plant, John. We appreciate it. We appreciate it. All right, like I love Sean's passion. I do. He's a good caller, and he's self-proclaimed king of the YouTube audience, the You People, which is great to hear. I mean, the Brady thing. I mean, we gotta get there first.
Well, again, I understand your argument, but here's the reality of everything that we're talking about when we talk about Michael Jordan, we talk about LeBron James. The championships are a part of a lot of the conversations that I had about all of those guys.
Of course.
And to his point, when you talk about Michael Jordan, nobody talks about Michael Jordan's regular season. But they talk about the playoffs.
But it's implied. He wasn't scoring 15 points a game and then dominating the finals.
I mean, I get it, but the championships matter. And another thing, remember when Peyton Manning came out, as good as Peyton Manning was, until he won that first one, you know what was all? Oh, I can't beat Tom Brady. Oh, I can't do this.
Well, that's Josh Allen. And I think there's a lot of parallels to that.
Like, it goes without saying how good these players are, like when they play as an individual. We watch them and we know. They're dominating everybody else. They're men amongst boys.
If we want to use an NBA example, I know it's before all our time. I think the more parallel thing is Bill Russell. Bill Russell had very pedestrian numbers. If you go back and look, he averaged, scored like 15 points, right?
He played in a ton of championships.
Well, he won every year, right? He was the winner and the smart player and the dirty work guy on the dynasty. I mean, if Jalen Hurts becomes the Bill Russell of football and they're 28th in passing every year and they win 10 Super Bowls, we'll love him forever. Like, but does it mean that he's better than, I don't know, Patrick Mahomes or Joe Montana? I don't know. But no one thinks Bill Russell's the best basketball player of all time.
All depends on who you talk to.
Well, no. I mean, he's not better than Michael Jordan.
Like, it all depends on who you talk to. Some people feel like those championships carry a lot of weight.
Right, but have you ever spoken to someone who says, I think the GOAT player is Bill Russell?
No,
neither have I. I mean, that's... He doesn't mean he's not great. And he's part of those conversations, right? You win enough. To your point, Hugh, if you win enough, it does supersede the other stuff, right? Like, you get wedged into the conversation. Yeah, if Jalen Hurts wins 4 Super Bowls this way.
Yeah, that's
he's in very small company. Right. And that's undeniable.
But until we get there, then, I don't know. Terry same Bradshaw thing, won a bunch of Super Bowls. Terry Bradshaw wasn't as great as those other
kind
guys.
Kind of the same thing with Tom Brady.
No. Mm-mm.
Well, it kind of is. Because when you look at Tom Brady when his legacy started. Is when they did the snowman game or whatever it was against the Raiders.
Yeah,
and then
yeah.
it started yep. in his first couple seasons, people were like, oh, well, it's the defense that
yeah,
won.
Yes, and Belichick.
Yes. And then as he evolved and he started winning more, then it started, maybe he can play for real. Like, maybe he's legit. He's a legit bona fide quarterback.
But he played different. He threw 50 touchdowns then.
Yeah.
Like,
and Jalen's story is still being written.
Right. And I'm, to our last Carl's point, I'm open to it changing. But we're changing the story before the story changes. That's the but I don't understand. Like, we're deciding he's this all-time quarterback or all-time player before he does those things.
Jalen has been to 2 Super Bowls in 3 years.
Yes.
That's pretty impressive.
For
the sake of this argument, has a air quotes limited skill set.
I don't think he has limited skills.
No, I'm just saying. And compared to those other guys that have been in the league a little bit longer, he's not them.
Well, Aikman went to 3 more. In his first 5 years.
I mean, the era that he's in now, he's not those guys that we put in front of him, but he's accomplished more.
Yeah.
Than those guys have accomplished in a shorter period of time.
But isn't that kind of it right there? Like, you say he's not them. Like, that's what we are talking about. People take it too far by saying he is amongst them. He's not them as an individual player. Like, he's not.
Well, then to spin it back to the list here this week, right, top 11,
right.
He's not Wheeler. He's not Barkley.
Like,
he's just
okay.
not.
Hey,
but you know who else wasn't them in my mind and still is considered one of the best? Joe Montana. Joe Montana wasn't that guy. See, this
he won MVPs of the league.
It's still the same thing.
It's
when
not.
You talk about, yes, it is.
Oh,
when you
goodness.
Talk about the era that he was in and his contemporaries, he wasn't as talented as most of those quarterbacks, but he won.
So I agree with you. That's fine. I think you make a fair point. His arm wasn't right the same
yes.
as El. But he, Jalen, you know what no one can explain to me? Why doesn't he produce more? Right? Like, everyone says, well, you're take. The conversation is almost as if he was throwing for 5,000 yards and I was saying, hey, he's not that good. He has help around him. He doesn't produce. They were 29th in passing with the best O-line and the best receivers. Like, your point on Joe Montana, Hugh, he was winning MVPs. He had the best passer rating. Jalen doesn't have any of the statistical markers. Like, I don't get it. Like, if he had the statistical markers and we were saying, I think you could say, well, that's not fair. Joe Montana did the same thing. Joe Montana won MVPs of the league. Yeah.
The production's not there.
Jalen Hurts doesn't have MVPs. We don't have them. I mean, maybe he will one day.
Not yet.
Maybe. Is this the year?
Yeah, I'm thinking so.
All right, Black Gritty's up. What's up, Black Gritty?
So, first of all, I take Doc McStuffins over your doctor and Joe Giglio.
Well, I know what? I have had so many patients today, I'm not even sure I can accept anymore. So, we'll see.
So after I defend Jalen, I want to give my top 11, and okay. I'm going to go fail with Hugh's clues. So, no, it's funny because when the team was in the collapse and they were losing all those games, it came in the offseason, well, you know, Kelsey's retiring and he got calls on protection. Jalen won't be able to handle the blitz because he's got to call his own protection. Lo and behold, he calls his own protections. And when the Bills play Spags, they get dog walk. When the Ravens play Spags, they get dog walk. Every time Jalen goes up against the vaunted Spags and the crazy defense and all the protection and all the things, he learns how to read that defense and play well against him in the biggest moments. He shows up in the biggest moments in the biggest games. Lane Johnson and Jalen Hurts, if they're not playing and starting on the team loses. Everybody else is interchangeable. Those two dudes are the dudes that are winning for this team. And if that's the biggest thing, is that when it comes down to the Super Bowl or the biggest moments, Jalen Hurts doesn't fold. Bills quarterback, they fold in the big moments. They can't get the touch push. They can't do all that. In the Super Bowl, Spag said, we're going to take away Saquon Barkley. Now, what if I told you Saquon Barkley's trash? He never did anything without this offensive line. He didn't have his offensive line. What's Saquon Barkley? I sound like a hater, and that's how most of these people complain sound like. In the Super Bowl, my Saquon Barkley has 57 yards. How many rushing yards did Jalen Hurts have?
70-something.
Okay, did he have a touchdown too? Was it a touch push? No, I don't think so. That guy showed up in the biggest moments in Philadelphia and had to deal with people like you every single day, and that's why he's top five, dead or alive. He's number one on my list. I don't care what you say, Doc McStuffins.
All right, dead or alive.
Doc
McStuffins is strong.
Number one, dude.
Yeah, hey, bro, Kyle, watch it. So let me give you my top.
Let's hear it.
What's your mind?
All right, so coming in at number 11, Kyle Quinn, just because I'm going to put him on the list, he's something. Oh, this is my top 11 list at the station there. The top 11 at the station.
Just 11?
So yeah. I put Kyle Quinn at 11. You keep talking, I'm going to knock you off and put Abel on there because Abel's a little blue of the city. Number 10, I'm putting John Johnson. I'm with them snacks in the middle of the night, okay? Number 9,
guilty.
Orange snacks.
Yeah, you made the list, Joe Giglio, at number 9, okay? Because you're coming in after Sean Bell. He gets on my nerves more than you do, and I like Michael people, as you know. So y'all both there at 9 and 8. Number 7 is Elliot Flip-Flop Parks, because he always flip-flop and can't keep nothing straight. Number 6, John Ritchie. I always love John Ritchie. Lead through his nose. He's a grown man. Number 5 is the news. Devin, yeah, I mean, shout out to the ladies out there. She's moving up the world. She handles all kinds of business. Number 4 is Jack Fritz. I know a lot of people don't like Jack. Y'all better leave Noah alone. He's annoying and a horrible person sometimes, but he's number 4 on my list. Number 3, we're going into the top 3, okay? Top 3, this is where it gets down, clown. You want to do? You at number 3, buddy. Let me tell you something. You always in my top 5, you. I don't care what you do. Number 2. Is that smooth butterball Ike Reese? I've been with Ike Reese since he was at the shop right when my power bounds out. And the best person going on the airwaves that gets to use their voice at that radio station is James Baby Mama Sussa. I trade him for all y'all, all day, every day. Now, this shoes clue is one of the worst shoes clues in America. The first clue, I thought it was my feet because, you know, I'm big and it's cousin season. I couldn't see my feet. I see every once in a while, you know what I mean? The second clue, the 60, was it, alarm clock? No. The fourth clue, I'm stealing this from the chat. Is it the moon? Is it the moon, Hugh? What is it?
It's the moon!
100%, man.
You got it, Black Gritty. After all that.
You did all that complaining about my clue.
And he got it.
And you got it.
Yeah.
I free you. I love you.
Now he loves you.
Oh, yeah. We did put you at number 3, yeah. Well, you want to be 1?
Yes.
We'll see you at the game, Black Gritty.
Yeah,
good
we'll
stuff. I was a little hurt I was number 9. Then I realized the camera and Spike didn't make the list.
The way he did that, though, was pretty cool because I didn't think he was going to get it. Then he guessed the moon. Yeah, it's the moon. The moon.
I actually thought it was a fun one.
Yeah, I thought it was too, but most people are probably getting ridiculed.
Well,
yeah.
Of course you're getting ridiculed.
It's kind of the thing.
I mean, you ripped the people today. And you said
I didn't
that
rip the people.
You kind of did.
I don't think they felt that I was ripped.
You said they didn't understand.
Oh, wait till you hear some of the YouTube comments were very left out.
All right.
Not a few two people, don't. They don't count.
We did promise we would talk about something. Hugh, the first... The first round of All-Star balloting update came out, the vote totals. Do you know how many Phillies are currently in position to start the All-Star game?
2.
0.
Mm.
Are you surprised? I'm not. I mean,
well, I thought put it like this. I thought Trey was playing better and I thought he might be one that would get votes.
So, Trey has obviously has some votes. He is 3rd in the National League shortstops. So, Trey's obviously played better this year, right? And I think for the most part, he's played pretty well. I mean, the last night, 3 hits. He was a huge part of why they won. I'm not surprised, though, just looking at the voting, that no Philly is atop the balloting. I mean, I think Schwarber's got their best case, but the other DHs in the NL, I mean, Ohtani's a DH, right? So he's not going to win that vote. Mm-hmm. As far as Turner goes, he is right now third in the National League behind Francisco Lindor of the New York Mets and Mookie Betts of the Los Angeles Dodgers. So Turner is third. Hugh, I don't think Turner's going to win the vote. I don't think he's going to start.
Like it might be the case.
I don't think he should start, but I will say this, and this might surprise people. I think he has a fair case to make the All-Star team this year. I think he has a case to make it. Now, the question is how many shortstops will be on the team,
mm-hmm.
because Lindor's going to start. Mookie is probably going to make it. And I think Elly De La Cruz has a case to be there, too. So are they going to take three or four shortstops? I don't know how many they take. If they take four, he clearly should be there. If they take three, I think it's a maybe. You think he's an All-Star this year?
I think he should be. But to your point, yeah, he got started a little bit late. And those guys, like, you know, Mookie and them cats, man, they've been kind of rolling a little bit. So, yeah. And the Phillies as a whole, they've been kind of up and down a lot.
Well, and they don't have anyone other than Schwarber that's having a great offensive season.
Yeah, and then Bryce, you know, with doing, you know, having the situation he's got right now.
Yeah, Bryce is not an All-Star this year.
Boom, getting off to the slow start that he got off to. So, yeah. I guess he's your bet. Trey's your best bet.
Trey's the best bet. If I had a guess right now, I don't think they're going to have a starter unless maybe Wheeler starts the game as the starting pitcher.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think they're going to have a starter in the game. But obviously they're going to have some All-Stars. I mean, Schwarber should be an All-Star. I think Trey has a real case. Wheeler should clearly be there. Is that it? Is it just those three?
I think so.
Wheeler and Schwarber feel like locks.
Yeah. And Trey's...
For Schwarber as far as the... Home Run Derby, are you talking about the actual game?
The actual game.
Yeah. Okay.
Gotcha. I don't know if I want him going in the game.
Why?
You know, Schwarber can do the Home Run Derby, but everyone just take the week off.
Oh, because last year they sent eight and then they stunk in the second half?
How many Mets were there last year?
Probably not that many.
And then what happened?
I mean, they're going to go for one day to Atlanta and they play in a game. They'll be fine.
You never know.
It's fun watching the Phillies play in the All-Star game.
Is it really, though?
Yeah, you get to see
All-Star game's weak now.
I like the All-Star game. Don't crap on the All-Star game. All right, 215-592-9494. Your phone calls here on the Phils, on the Eagles, on Jalen Hurts. Listen. We'll talk through it. Good or great season. What did Jalen Hurts have last year? I thought it was a good season. It ended great. Are you all right over there?
No, I'm just laughing. You say we'll talk through it.
We'll talk through it. I'm here to help. I mean, I'm trying to help you. You've gotten worse as the day has gone on. I thought this would be better. All right, we also have a big development with the Sixers in the draft. Latest mock out at ESPN with intel from executives. And there is big loser energy coming from potential Sixers draft pick. A guy that I've been saying the whole time, he's got some loser vibes in his game. He might have them in his brain, too. We'll talk about that next. 215-592-9494. It is the Midday Show right here, as always, on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.